Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today and every Saturday from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines to beat Steve Gilbert are open, and if you have any heating or air conditioning questions, at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And the theme this week is guess what all these songs have in common.
Okay.
To win a free tune-up.
Free tune-up.
Now, you've been away.
Yeah.
Like I can't, you know, what's it been, 3 weeks, 4 weeks you've been away?
I've been away for a couple, yeah.
And, you know, so.
And then I was embarrassed because of the whole Niagara Falls fiasco has really, really taken over, right? And
Well, now that you brought the Niagara Falls up, let's just recap.
Okay.
I will send you the article.
Okay.
But I showed you that in 1969, the water stopped on the American side.
On the American side. Have you seen the American Falls?
I have seen the
That's why all the Americans come to the Canadian side, because they want to see the Horseshoe Falls.
12 seconds later.
You're still searching for when Niagara Falls stopped.
I know it didn't ever stop, so it's okay. It's all good.
3, 2, 1.
Champions, my friend.
We are the champions. So, Steve.
Wow. Juan, that is some amazing producing you're doing there, man. You are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't do that when I win. I mean, how long have you worked on that?
Now you know that I could do stuff like that, so I will do it next time.
You're darn right.
I promise you. We'll do it even better.
But he won't win then anyway.
Oh, here we go.
But we got to thank Doug, because Doug, a listener.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.
He provided the article.
From when? It was like...
It was a while.
It was written on an ancient scroll.
But when you read the Horseshoe Falls stopped, and people walked across.
Who would do that? Who would walk across?
The people that owned the Maid of the Mist back then blew up rocks that were giving them trouble when they were trying to go in. So, I mean, there was a lot happened in a short period of time why the water stopped.
Okay.
And they found a whole bunch of artifacts from the 1812 war, and, you know, Steve, it was a big deal.
Found a few barrels smashed up at the bottom of the rocks.
So yeah. I just wanted, and you didn't think. And we had Pauline Morgan in today for a meeting.
Right.
And she even brought it up.
Yes, it's all, you know, yes. Yeah, everybody's talking about Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, thanks to Doug. Thanks to Pauline. Thanks to Juan for all the great work that we're going to do. But we're going to go to the phones here. Go ahead, Mario.
Yeah, speaking. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, I like that song, by the way. I've been playing it all week. Anyway, go to my questions. I had a furnace and AC installed by Roy Inch and Sons and Enercare. Is that right? Enercare.
That's right.
And
yes.
I find out that the new furnace, I have to keep it at a 25 in order to be comfortable in the home, while the old furnace, which was still working, and that's with the direct vent, I was comfortable at 22, 23. Can you tell me what is the difference between them two?
Do you have your humidifier?
Yeah.
I do have a humidifier, and I did have a humidifier back then, too. And I had a new one now, they installed with the furnace.
And so did you, has anybody checked to make sure it's operating properly?
Well, when they installed it back in September, October, and they checked everything. They said everything is fine. Don't raise the water, you know, make sure it's on winter and, you know, close it in summertime and all that stuff. So they explained everything to me, and I did everything what they told me to.
Yeah. That's the only thing that really comes to my mind, Mario, is that the humidifier is not working properly and you're not getting that moisture to make it feel warmer. And it could be the thermostat. Did they put a new thermostat in too?
They did not. They liked the one that I had because it was recently bought. So they liked it. They saw it and they said, "Well, we don't have to change that at all."
Yeah, I think my first go to is the humidifier is not working properly, and you know you should probably have that checked because that's the thing that comes to my mind immediately.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Another question is about the air duct return. I have two in the basement, so three actually, and they are in the ceiling.
Okay.
I know that cold air is at the bottom, not
it
in
is.
The ceiling.
Yes.
But should I shut them off? Should I reduce them? What should I do?
Well, if there's any way, do you spend time downstairs in the basement?
Yes, I do.
So then, if you want to be comfortable down there, we would just come and find a way to put those cold air returns at the base, so down low, and then we would close the ones off at the top. But you can't close them off until you install new ones because you need that return air. So
I have upstairs in all the bedrooms and in the living room and the kitchen.
Yeah.
But the ones downstairs are in the ceiling. So I was wondering, the reason I'm feeling cold also is because warm air rises.
That's correct.
And it's extracting it back to the furnace.
That's right. And all the cold air in the wintertime just kind of sits and lays on the floor in the basement. So
that's why I'm wondering if I should close them, if I should shut them off.
Well, I would install them low on the ground first before you close them off.
To do that, I have to rip the holes in the ceiling and all that stuff. So it's all finished.
You may not have to. I mean, if the furnace room backs up to one of those rooms, it's very easy to put one in
on
the other side of the wall, right?
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
All right. So I have the humidifier checked then, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd call Enercare, have them come out, check the furnace settings as well while they're checking that humidifier. Just to make sure that's all set up properly.
All right.
And then also check the, have them look at that humidifier as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Mario.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. That was nice because that kind of segued against everything else. You thought someone was calling to support your whole Niagara Fury, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of took the wind out of my sails.
Perfect. Perfect.
So I bet, you know what, we better take a break so I can get my wind back there.
Okay,
you know? You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I, who the hell am I to expect a savior?
Look puzzled, Steve.
No, I'm not puzzled.
You know who that is?
No, I don't.
No,
but,
I thought.
But I like that song.
Yeah, Juan's going to, in the this week and next week, he's going to go, wow, Peter's like picking good music. So
it's good tunes, though. I agree.
Yeah.
So. Thank goodness.
So what's that song have in common with all the other songs?
I haven't heard the other songs yet.
Okay, so we'll give you a break there.
Thank you.
But the phone lines, if a listener wants to take a guess, at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255.
Already my friends can text me if they know the answer.
Now, things are a little bright in the studio this morning.
Yeah, I got my home show shirt on. Yes, sir.
And it says,
I love heat pumps.
I heart heat pumps.
Yes.
Yeah,
which I love. Yeah. And so we're at the Joe Thornton Arena this weekend at the St. Thomas Home and Garden Show. And it was well attended last night. Lots of people. I mean, the weather was crappy, so people came. And thanks to everybody who braved the weather. But we're there today and tomorrow. So please come and see us. And when you're there, if you listen to the show, just let us know that you listened to us on the radio, heard us today.
Yeah. And rub it in, Steve, that, you know, he lost the Niagara Falls.
If you walk by and see me at the home show today and just say Niagara Falls, that'll be enough indication that you were listening today.
Just to put it out there, I'm sorry, Steve, if I have to do
it. It's okay, Juan.
I think, Peter, you should get us shirts like that made Niagara Stop Falls.
And the year. Well, we may do that.
You know?
We may
and then
shirt.
In the back, you can put, like, winner, and then you put him, like, a sad face or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'll give you good ideas when he loses. I swear.
Wow.
Even I love Niagara Falls shirt. you know, and then on the back, you know, Niagara Falls stop.
Right? Okay, yeah. And on my, the I back mean, of mine, you can put the solar eclipse because obviously I was blinded by what happened.
Let me make a note.
Oh, yeah, make a note, yeah.
Sure.
So, okay. Yeah.
For next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be good for photos. I'm just talking. It's good,
good
for socials,
photos.
You know?
Yes,
people are talking
absolutely.
About it,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm thinking
yeah.
on the team. Yeah. That's it.
Maybe we can take a photo today because my smile's pretty big today.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Thank you.
You want to get
right.
to the question, Steve?
I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about.
First question says, can you tell me if Niagara Falls stopped going over the falls on the... No, sorry.
That's a hard no.
The first question is, why do you give a two-hour window when a tech, when given a time for a technician to come out? Yeah, I could spit that out.
Yeah. So a two-hour window, I mean, in I think in the service business alone, a two-hour window is pretty fantastic. I mean, if you're calling your cable provider, I'm not going to mention any names, they certainly don't give you any two-hour windows. So keep that in mind. And if you really want us to guarantee you a time, the only time we can really guarantee is first appointment in the morning. So if you're one of those early risers and you want a more exact time, then you can take the first appointment. And then you'll know that our tech is going to, we can shorten that time window up within 30 minutes. But really, it just depends. You don't know what goes on in a tech's day. So as he's working throughout the day, things happen. I mean, they're working on your furnace and they find a part which all of a sudden has failed. And now you want it fixed. So, but we have to get that part. We don't carry we can't carry all the parts for heating and air conditioning or cooling on our trucks. So we revert to our suppliers. He could figure that out and say, yeah, I have time to fix it now. And that may affect the rest of his day. So our dispatch board is constantly moving and switching as techs, as they go throughout their day. So that's Vanessa's job and your job. So you make that, the fluidity of the board helps, you know, make sure that we make all our appointments and keep those 2-hour windows.
Now, you brought up the solar eclipse, which you didn't listen to what Juan and everybody's talking about. Don't look at the solar eclipse. You put on your sunglasses
yeah.
and went out and looked at the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not listening. Now, but I want
to
ask,
what has that got to do with 2-hour windows?
Because that was only like 5 minutes from the start of the eclipse to the end of the eclipse?
Yeah.
So,
and I still didn't see anything.
Because you were blinded where was I?
You were in the back shop probably mopping the floor. I don't know.
I was sitting in my office looking out the window, seeing it go dark and light and go, wow, look at that, solar eclipse. And I could still see. I could still look at
that. And I can see fine, too.
Now, Juan was in the epicenter.
Oh, yes, he was at the pier side.
Poor Stanley, yeah.
At the
pier
side.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, and were you wearing proper eyewear?
I was, I was. I'm pretty freaked out about my eyes, so I'm like, I don't want to.
Did you have the tin hat on? Too?
No, someone did. Someone did have a foil aluminum hat made out of.
And, are you kidding?
It was a lot of, I know, a lot of.
What were they expecting? Were they expecting some sort of radio wave to come and?
I don't know.
Did
there
you
was
interview
so
them,
many
Juan?
Speculations on social media that we were gonna. It was the end of the world. That they were gonna open a black hole in the air. So a lot of people took it very seriously, and there was just some very strange characters.
Okay, good thing you weren't in Niagara Falls then, right?
I can just imagine the people that were there. Yeah.
Yep. Cloudy, looking up, going great. I can't
see
anything.
But even in Port Stanley, there was so many people that, so when the cliffs finish around 3:30 something, from 3:30, people start leaving until 7.
Right.
We left there at 6:30, and there was still lines just to try to get out of Port Stanley.
Yeah, that's because there's only one road in and one road out of Port
exactly.
Stanley, right? Yes.
But there was so many, the parking lots that are in the little beach?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in that area, they're massive, they're huge.
Yeah.
All of that
full.
Was packed, packed, filled with cars. So
yeah.
I don't think they have seen that many people,
no,
probably ever.
Well, in a long time anyways, Yeah, they used to have huge crowds when they used to do fireworks on the beach way back when.
And what was that August weekend? What did they call that August weekend party they had? I will come back.
Yeah, but I don't think that, because I spoke with the like the constable of police there.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, like, have you ever seen it this busy? And he's like, not even in the busiest day of summer, we have seen it this busy.
Wow. So it took a long time to leave Port Stanley.
Long time for long 3 time. Minutes of yeah. your time. It was very
you could
long.
Have, you could have, you know, you could have taken my kayak and you could have paddled up river. And
I would have gone back to Colombia.
Yeah. Niagara, you brought up Niagara Falls again. You know, the falls didn't
well, because,
stop.
Well, because there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure people with tinfoil on their heads thought the falls might have stopped, yeah. right?
Well, it did.
Okay.
You know, right. way back.
I saw a photo of someone, like, actually covering even the windows with foil paper.
Okay.
In their house. Like, you're supposed to be safe in your home, but, yeah, they put, like, foil paper, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I just thought, you know, that was Monday.
That was
you
Monday.
Weren't here last Saturday when we talked about it. You know?
Okay,
that was another one of your days off. You know, you just didn't want to come to face the music. We are the champion music.
So. Oh, okay.
Okay.
What was I doing last Saturday? Oh, I know what I was doing. Okay, got it.
Yep. Weren't curl. Oh, that song. Can you play "We Are the Champions" again, just for
go.
A moment here?
No,
you
know? No,
yeah.
No.
One sec. Yeah. Yeah.
Just 1 sec. You know, okay. just since you brought that up last Saturday, you know, I thought
yes,
I might as well. But I'll just wait for the proper intro.
I don't think you can find it in time, so we should just go to commercial.
Yeah, no, we're not commercial time yet.
And you're saying this because, oh, you won your curling game.
Yes.
I see, yes, you won your curling game.
We are the Dave Gilbert.
Yes.
Trophy winner.
Thank you. Congratulations on that. Yeah.
That's right.
I did not win any trophies in curling this year. Okay, that's enough.
Yes, our team pulled it out, seven ends, won
sandbaggers.
Shook hands. As I said to them, when the playoffs start, guys, first four games mean nothing. The last two games, we need to win.
Okay.
So we lost the first four, finished in fourth place, had to play the first place team, beat them, had to play second place team, beat them, walk out with the trophy. That's how it's done, Steve. Save your energy to. It's like the night.
I didn't. You know? I didn't have a really great year because. I mean, I did because
well,
I was.
You did. You beat us.
I was on the. I played Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night. Three different teams, and I made the final in all three of those teams, and yet we lost every final. So I mean, I've got three silver medals. So it was a good year, but yeah.
Well, I don't have a gold medal because they didn't give out any prizes.
No prizes.
We won, walked off, and that was it.
Yeah.
And then we start making plans for next year. So.
Well, congratulations on winning the Dave Gilbert.
Yep, very proud of that.
Yeah, awesome.
I've even ordered the plaque.
I'm sure you have. The proper one.
The proper plaque, make sure it's put up there. My name just a little bigger than everybody else's, but that, you know, don't know why that is.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't tell the guys that.
Oh, no, they'll see it for themselves once you put, you know, when there's, you'll have a plaque unveiling, I'm sure, right?
Oh, of course. You know, you have the little black thing and
yeah,
you
pull the drape over. Juan, you're going to you're gonna have to come and do a Facebook Live for that one.
Yeah. I'll do it. I'm down.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Peter can teach how to curl after that.
That's right.
I'm down to curl. Yeah.
Okay. All right, go. Man.
So he's going to know more about curling than he ever thought he was ever going to.
That's for certain. So. Yes. Yeah.
But, we are the champions, Steve.
Okay.
Yet another year.
All right.
Another year I get to hold the flag up there and wave it.
Yeah. So we couldn't beat Scott. That's nothing new.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Scott looked over at my shots and went, wow, that was really good. I was hot that day. But well, we better take a break and I'll cool down a little bit. So
you're
listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. And we'll be right back.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink, or we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
I don't know, did all these people, did all their dogs die?
No. Do you know who the singer is?
No, I don't. No.
Dan and Shay.
Oh, is it? Dan and Shay.
Yeah.
Coaches on The Voice.
That's right. There you go.
Dan and Shay.
And that song's Save Me the Trouble.
Save Me the Trouble.
Yeah. Okay. That's what you did last week. Save Me the Trouble. Not showing up to hear that I won Niagara Falls.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
Okay, well, we'll get to a question. Maybe you can answer that.
I would love to answer a question, yes. Okay.
So, but I got to do one thing before.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day.
I gave Vanessa a reminder this morning at 8 o'clock.
Oh, to put the reminder of the day in?
No, to wake up, because you got to answer the phone, so. But anyways, no, her reminder, it's quite a long one. Do you want to read it today, Steve?
Sure.
Okay, here. You read Vanessa's reminder of the day.
When you call into the office to say your air conditioner is not working, we'll be asking you a few questions. Number one, have you checked the breaker? Sometimes this gets turned off. Number two, have you recently replaced your filter? Because there could be an airflow issue. Number three, do the batteries need to be replaced in your thermostat? This would apply to only older thermostats. Number four, are you smelling anything or is the system making any noises? Just for the information for the tech, give you your best duplication of the noise. I mean, these days you have smartphones, you can go down and you know,
tape it,
record it, and then send it to us. Number five, can you look at the unit and see if it's iced up? If it is, shut the system off and we'll come out 24 hours later. Please ensure the unit stays off for the entire duration. And the reason for that is, if it's iced up, we cannot do any diagnosis on it. We want to work with you on your home comfort. Remember, great service is only an inch away. There you are.
Thank you very much. You added a little Vanessa in there. On
did
some
I?
Of them.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. Well, okay. That's the blue in me, right?
Yeah. No, I won't say. We'll get to the questions.
All right.
Because we talked about Niagara Falls, and I'm winning twice in the show already. So.
Wow. Okay.
Says, my house was built in 1946. That year you were born? Was it?
Wow.
It has a 10 by 10 addition where my bathroom laundry room is.
Right.
The crawl space is very cold.
Right.
Hence, so are my floor.
Right.
I had spray foam the inner perimeter, hoping it would help, but it did not. I called the company, and they suggested that I would get a heat source down there. My furnace vents are all in the ceiling, and this is something I couldn't have vented to the crawl space. What can I do?
I was actually at this house, so I know what I did. So the customer has an old house, and then they put an addition on the back. So the crawl spaces, because the house is built on a crawl space, so the adjoining addition has a separate crawl space, and so there is no connection between anything. All the ductwork is in the attic space because it's only a single floor, and because of the addition and the way the roof lines is, there's no way you can get a duct run over there and put it into that space. And it's the floor she's complaining about. And she had everything spray foamed underneath and everything. So I just made a suggestion that you can either, because her pipes were freezing, it's underneath that area and causing some problems. So I just said, you need to put a heat source down there. So I've suggested a small little electric heater that she could turn on in the winter and shut off in the summer. And she could contact an electrician to get that done. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a small little unit just to provide a little
like
bit
a
of heat.
Baseboard heater.
Yep, baseboard heater. And she was going to look after that. And then she was also interested in a on-demand hot water heater. So we talked about that as well. Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Yes.
Used your expertise.
Yes, I did. And it's something we couldn't, I mean, it didn't make, there was just no way to get a duct run over there. And even if there was a duct run there, it still wouldn't address the cold floors, because if the thermostat's over here and satisfied, there's going to be no air moving down there and it'll still freeze up on her. So.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
For looking after that customer.
Yeah.
So another question's come in. My upstairs, so we talked about cold.
Right.
Now we're talking upstairs gets very hot.
Okay.
The only solution I can think of is a portable air conditioner in my son's room with a vent through the window. What do you guys suggest?
So can it's hot in an area. So it's a upstairs bedroom, which is too hot. Well, the portable units are okay. You have to drain the water always, because as they're working, they're creating water in like a dehumidifier in a bucket. Then you got to empty that or it shuts off. And then you have a window. You've got that thing through the window. So we would probably recommend, if you want a permanent solution to that, we'd probably recommend like a ductless unit, like a Mitsubishi, or there's different ones that we use. But there's an outdoor condenser, and then with a compressor in it, and then we run the line up into an indoor head, and you can keep that. That's what I did in my attic space where Lexi lives. That space is not connected to the duct system of the house, so in order to condition it, I put a ductless heat pump up there, so it keeps it cool in the summer and it keeps it warm in the winter.
And you can do, you know, if you had two rooms on an upper floor, they have
a two head or three head.
That you can control each head differently?
Yes.
Or they both got to run at the same time?
Well, no, they run independently of one another. The only thing they can't do is you can run them at different temperatures. The only thing you can't do is have different modes. So you can't have one in heating and one in cooling.
Right.
So they either have to be both in cooling mode or both in heating mode. And that's typically the way that you would operate them anyways. But the nice thing is you could have two different temperatures, right? You know, someone could set it at one temperature because they like this temperature, or if they're like you, you'd keep it at, if the setting on the thermostat was just low, then that's what they would put it down at, right?
That's what my car says.
Low. So that's right. Which translates to about 58 or 55 is what it was in my house this morning because I made a huge error. But I come home last night from the home show, and I'm just, you're on your feet all day, so I get home and I think, wow, it's kind of chilly in this house. I don't even look at the thermostat, and because Lexi usually kind of keeps it cooler in the house, so I go upstairs, go to bed. I get in my bed, I think, oh my goodness, it's really cold. So anyways, I don't think about it. I'm warm now, so I wake up in the morning, and you know my nose is cold like a dog, and I go to the washroom, and think, oh man. So I finally, I'm on my way here because I had to get ready for here and then go to the home show afterwards. I just go downstairs to look at my thermostat. It's 55. It's reading 55 degrees. And I went, what the heck's going on? And then I see the little snowflake on the bottom. I went, oh, my goodness, I have it set for air conditioning. So there's no way the heat was ever going to come on.
Yeah, question.
Yeah.
Do you have your cover off?
Yes.
Everybody should have their cover off.
Yes, they should.
Yes,
my cover is off my air conditioner. Okay. Hence, I had it in cooling mode because of those days. I don't know, or maybe Lexi turned it on last week when it got a little warm in the house.
22. You know, outside gets in.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't open the windows. I started sneezing. I'm driving here today, and I start sneezing. It's allergy season. The buds on the trees are starting to come out. The grass is starting to grow. I'm starting to get stuffed up.
The funny thing is I was just too darn lazy to go downstairs and just check the stat to go, why is it cold in my house?
Where's your phone?
My phone was right here.
No, where was it?
It was right beside the bed, but...
Don't you have the app?
I do have the app, but I had a Wi-Fi change on my password, and I haven't reconnected the thermostat. So when I went, because that's the first thing I did, I went to the app and went, thermostat not connected. And I went, oh!
Come on.
That's the epitome of laziness, is not willing to get out of bed to check the thermostat to turn on the heat, right? Yeah.
Yep. But you can easy app, pull it up,
right?
Bring it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
It's true. Yeah. That's why we have them.
Yeah. Or you put your thermostat right beside the bedroom, like I have mine, so that when I go to bed, I look at it, make sure it's got a red square around it.
That's because your bedroom's on the main floor. Mine's on the second floor.
Well, you can move it.
Really? Okay. All right.
Yeah. I can come over and help you with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna give you so you have some time to think about this, you know, because I know your knowledge, you know,
we're coming up to a break, so you're getting me to give a question so I can think about it. Good. All right.
What brands are available with us, and how many years of warranty, parts plus labor do you offer on a new install? So I don't want you to answer that. Well, you know, do the first part. What's the brands we offer?
The brands we offer. So in products for heating and cooling, we offer Carrier. We also have York. We also have Move Air and King Home. Those are some of the brands that we offer. When it comes to hot water, we have Reem, we have A.O. Smith in Tanks, and then in Tankless, we have Renai and Navian. Those are the two Tankless options we have. And then if we're dealing with IAQ, we use Premier One IAQ products, which is our UV lights, our HEPA filtration, our polarized air filters, and when it comes to humidifiers, we use Carrier as well. I mean, I could go on and on and on. What?
So you got to hold off
because
then you got to talk about parts and labor. But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we'll be right back.
Just before the summer disappeared, we went a riding them old farm runs, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket beneath the sunset.
Yeah, I've given you more of the song than I normally give you. You know the singer?
The singer's very familiar to me, but I can't name her. But
she wears elephant pants.
Elephant pants.
And a cowboy hat.
She wears elephant hat and a
elephant pants
and a cowboy hat.
You don't know what elephant pants are?
No.
They have big bell bottoms.
Okay.
So they look like an elephant's leg. You know.
And a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat. A flat cowboy hat.
Sorry, I don't know.
I'm losing faith. Lainey Wilson.
I gotta give you a hint.
Okay.
Not the singer, but I'll give you a better hint.
Okay.
What all these songs has in common? They're not rock.
No, they're all country.
Okay, so that's your hint. Think about it. Like, it's something related to
that. That's why I
asked
if the dogs died, but yes. But no, yeah. But
it's all about pickup trucks. No, I
do. Right? Shotguns and pickup trucks. Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's so the first word you have it. I'll tell you that.
Country.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first word.
Country artists.
No.
No.
No. Okay. Wow. I don't know what you do at night, Steve.
I sleep, actually, quite soundly.
All right. Well, we'll see if the listeners...
So who is the singer?
Lainey Wilson.
I don't know Lainey Wilson.
Oh, she's one of the hottest country singers now.
Lainey Wilson. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to look her up. I'll have to YouTube
her. She did a beautiful song for Toby Keith, Red, you know, to do, and everybody had red solo cups. So that's another hint. You know, leading you down the garden path here.
I'll give you one more just because we have making fun of the whole Niagara Falls.
Thank you, yes.
So, it goes with the Niagara Falls thing. What is he right now? He feels like a...
champion.
More, another word?
Great champion.
No, another word? What, like something similar to champion. He feels like a...
a winner.
Okay, so now you have country.
Oh, these are all country award winners.
Yeah. What? What?
What do you mean? I don't even listen. You know, so the country music awards. I don't know.
Yeah, no, we'll give that to you. Yeah, there you
all
go.
All country music award winners
that just happened this past week.
Okay. Well, do you know what? Did you watch it? Of
yes,
course you did.
I did not.
Did you watch it, Juan?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you on this one.
Thanks.
Oh, there you go.
Country Award winners.
CMT.
CMT.
T Award winners.
Yeah, they changed the name because it used to be like CMA,
yeah.
So Country Music Awards, but they send it to CMT.
Which means Country Music...
Television.
Talent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talent. No, it's like the television. They just like put a...
Google it.
I'll Google it, yeah. I'll Google.
Okay, back to our question.
All right.
Now that we, and the last song's going to
But you know what? Nobody called. Yeah. So.
Well, the last song is It Only Matters to Her, Scotty McCreery.
I don't know Scotty McCreery.
Do you watch, like, American Idol?
No.
Well, he was on American Idol.
Okay.
And he has very deep voice. He talks really deep.
Okay. So. All right.
Yeah. When you hear it, you'll, and he's going in, now I could have put that, he's going into the, what's the, Iman Auditorium in Nashville. What do they call that? Oh, I'll remember. Give me a minute.
You can Google it.
Here, you answer this question, and I can think about
it. Okay, all right. That means think about it means you're going to go on your phone and Google it.
How many years of warranty, parts, plus labor do you offer on a new insole?
Well, it depends on the product. I mean, all product has manufacturer's warranty on it, so we have that. And so depending on what it is, Carrier's warranty would be different than Rinnai's warranty, which would be different than, you know, all the products we have. We do have something that we call Clarity, and so we can add a Clarity warranty to our products, which would give you 12 years parts and labor on any product we install, as well as a built-in maintenance plan with it as well. So for 12 years, you are covered with parts, labor, and maintenance. And so we have what we call our Clarity plans. Did you find it?
No. You see, I want the old Opry, the old, I'm trying to think of the name, but it's the Opry that he's going in. Anyways, they'll come back to me. So what did you say?
Well, you have to play it back to listen.
Yeah. Oh, I my head's so full right now. We should mention we got a special guest coming next week. So there'll be at least three of us in the studio.
Okay, and who's
Team
that?
Team Malema.
Was that right?
Is going to come. They were here at the very start before the season began, and they're going to come at the end and tell us how their season went and wear their Ontario jackets that they wore in the Nationals.
Nice.
So they're going to be, and I know Owen Henry will be here for sure. Could be more. Could be just him.
I got a text from just a friend saying, I must be getting old listening to AM radio on Saturday mornings. The show is a lot more funny if you know the dynamic between Peter and yourself. It's hilarious sometimes.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
He didn't tell us who the Opry, the old Grand Opry, how can I forget that? But anyways, he's going in.
I'll give you guys something. It's not just if you know the dynamic between you two, the show is fun.
Yeah. Is it? Are you sure?
Even if people don't know that you guys are friends and have been friends for a long time.
We're not friends.
It's what friends? He's not my friend. No, but for real, like it has flow. I work in so many radio shows. Yeah. You guys are doing amazing. So yeah,
thank you.
Well, they haven't voted us for the radio host of the year. Yeah. We're still waiting for that one.
Well, we got some, you know, Devin and Stubbsy.
Yeah,
you know,
tough competition.
Good competition.
Yes, I know, but they get it all the time. Just once, just throw us a carrot, throw us a bone.
But I am the.
We'll create your own. A worse.
That's right. Well, my cupboard's getting full with the Dave Gilbert Award.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And now the Niagara Falls shirts I'm going to get. It's getting huge here.
Yeah, it's huge, all right. Yeah. Those headphones you're wearing used to be really loose.
Yeah, they're getting tight now. Well, we'll get back to a heating and air question.
All right.
Says, I am interested in getting an air conditioning maintenance cleaning done on my air conditioner.
Right.
Before the hot season starts.
Thank you for that.
Inquiring about the cost for that service.
Oh, well, I mean, the best cost is if you're a member. I mean, if you're a member, we give you better pricing. So
$169 if you're a member.
And if you're not a member, it's $199. So, I mean, you could save, you know, $30. Every time you have a maintenance, if you're a member. So that adds up over time. So just keep that in mind. We'd rather, you know, having you on membership has its privileges. And some of those privileges are we give, you know, a 50% discount on repair parts.
15.
50, that's what I said. 15.
I thought you said 50.
No,
I was getting
15.
A little worried there. Like, we're giving it away.
15. and if you end up having to replace that unit, we give member pricing on that too. So we value our members and give them better pricing on equipment purchases. So there are benefits to being a member of Peter Inch and Associates.
And like today, this morning, I answered the phone.
Right.
Took a call from a member.
Right.
And they had no hydro but was on a generator and the furnace wasn't starting. And I said, we'll get somebody right out there look it right after you.
Absolutely.
And then he turned the generator down a little bit.
Oh, he was getting too much power.
Too much power and the furnace was going, whoa.
Something's going on here. Yeah.
And then it started and everything was good.
Perfect.
So
nice.
Look after that.
That's awesome.
Well, what are you? You're going to be busy next 2 days at the home show?
Yes. Yeah, I'm working all weekend at the home show, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad. I feel really sad for you.
And you know what? The good thing is, when I go home tonight, my house is going to be at the right temperature, and I'm not going to go in and have my teeth chattering, thinking, what is wrong with you, Steve?
Yeah.
Right? No. Unless Lexi does something else and turns it back off again. I don't know.
Anyway. I was going to say that it can't fix what's wrong with you. You know,
thank
we've,
you.
The thank two you. Of us have been trying to do that for
yeah,
last...
well, keep trying. Yes. Yeah. It's okay. But, I live in my own little bubble sometimes. It's all right. It's good.
Yeah. I took a little drive down to Brantford yesterday.
Brantford.
Met some heating air people and had a little chat.
In Brantford.
That
nice.
It was nice. Yeah, it was, except it's one lane on the 403.
Oh, that's
so
a bit of a drag.
When you get off of Woodstock on the 403, be prepared. It goes down to one lane for quite a while.
Okay. I'm not planning on going to Brantford anytime soon. So.
And they're going to blow up a bridge.
Are they?
At 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, wow.
On the 401 at Dorchester Road. That bridge is going to be gone.
Oh.
From 10 o'clock today till 6, or no, sorry, 6 o'clock today. Till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, the 401 is kind of closed while they do this. You can take bypasses.
They're putting another bridge back in its place.
They are, but that'll take 18 months to get that done.
But they can't, I mean, there's no other place they can't, like they usually do, just kind of move the bridge a little bit and then do it, but they can't move that bridge anywhere. It's got to be right there.
Yeah. Might be a fun thing to go watch.
Great.
Yeah. At night, all night, to stay there.
Right.
Park, you know. Park. Kind of like watching a... eclipse and not realizing you're going to damage your eye. But hey, Steve, whatever's good for you. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And remember, great service is only an inch away.
Hang up the phone when you buy her favorite wine on your way home, when you kiss her in the kitchen, when you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep. It matters to her. It stays on her.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.